Ebola remains an emergency, and there can be no let-up in the organization's efforts to eradicate the disease, the UN chief told reporters at UN headquarters in New York. Although the death toll stands at close to 7,000, the World Health Organization reports joint national, regional, and global efforts have significantly slowed the spread of the deadly virus. In Sierra Leone, the spread of the virus has been curbed in the western part of the country, and there have been less reported cases in Liberia, the agency notes. Meanwhile, in Mali, no new cases have been reported since November. According to Mr. Ban Ki-moon, the UN is adapting its approach to fit the emerging picture of the virus.
The outbreak is evolving, and so has our response. Second, we are increasing emphasis on hunting the virus. This operation involves teams of doctors and nurses, lab technicians, and epidemiologists able to deploy to the remotest area to increase treatment and tracing. National governments, communities, and health doctors will play a central role.
Margaret Chan, the WHO Director General who had accompanied the Secretary General on his tour, also called for engaging the government and the community.
When we do not engage the community, the governments, there is suspicion, there is mistrust. Why are there no cases? Because all the cases were hidden at home.
Recovery efforts also need to be stepped up, Ban Ki-moon noted. Essential services need to be restored, children need to go back to school, and people need to get back to work to rebuild the shattered economies. The Secretary General underscored that there were lessons to be learned from the Ebola epidemic that go way beyond the strengthening of the public health systems.
The international community needs a better early warning and rapid response. I intend to engage member states in a serious effort to explore what more we can do to stay ahead of the next outbreak of disease or test that is sure to come. Today, our immediate goal is simple: zero cases. Even one case can trigger an epidemic.
Meanwhile, the UN chief reiterated his call to stop the stigma against survivors, Ebola caregivers, and people who have traveled to Ebola-affected countries. He said it was equally important to fight back against what he described as the contagion of fear, as he strongly urged countries once again to avoid travel restrictions, border closures, and other measures that obstruct efforts to fight against the disease. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.